he gives an answer to it. He says that we rise from the things to the forms, and then we consider what is it in mind space, so to speak, that makes the forms accessible to us. He says we see things in the visible world because of light, because of the sun. Living in an outdoor culture, that's how he puts it. What gives light? What is the source of the analog to light in mind space? That, he claims, is the form of the good. That's his God. That's the source of true, good, and beautiful. You see that click, everything clicks into place, and it's seeing that that enables philosopher kings to know what's just, to know what's good, and to rule. Here's the way he talks about it. If you regard the upward journey, that is to say the journey from things to forms, and the viewing of the upper world, that is to say the world of forms, as the soul's ascent to the intelligible, what can be understood, says Socrates, you won't expect my expectation. Then he says, the shape of the good is finally and with difficulty seen in the knowable realm. And when seen, it, the ultimate cause of the good, must be reckoned the cause of everything upright and beautiful in all things. In other words, beauty, truth, and good all finally come from and reflect and express the same source. Okay? This is his replacement, by the way, for the Homeric gods. Begetting in the visible world light and the Lord of life, and in the intelligible world intelligence, that which a man must see to act rationally for himself or for his community. Education, then, would be the art of turning minds from looking at and being confined in the visible world around them to looking at and acting on the basis of what can be apprehended, seen in the world of mind, the world of intellect. That's his claim. And beyond that, not quite stated here, though it is elsewhere, as we'll see, in so many words, but is the notion that in seeing, and I'm putting seeing in quotes, understanding, apprehending, feeling, in being present to the good, you fulfill religious yearnings, whatever religious yearnings you have. You are confronting what God there is and being filled with the light of understanding, the light of getting it, noetic light, to use the Greek term for it. And in doing that, you overcome the tragic limitations of human beings to the extent that they're able to be overcome. And for Plato, that extent is very large.
This ends Lecture 8.